You know, I was sort of beat me to it, but first thing I was going to say when I got up here is I was left a card on my desk. It was there for maybe a couple of weeks before I thought that since it was pastor's anniversary, that somebody left it there so they wouldn't forget. They would go there, get them, and pass them out because there was about 5 cards there. And I'm not as inquisitive as my wife. And she, I know she asked questions and, trying to find out. But you couldn't even tell by the handwriting. But let me know that the person wanted to be left anonymous. And I'd like to thank whoever it was. It was truly a blessing for my wife and me. And it's just like my weeping prophet here. Even when it came back to my remembrance, even as they were singing this morning, and my glasses don't have windshield wipers on them. So if y'all look a little bleary to me, it's because I had a little weeping problem myself. So may God bless what it was, and may He return to them 100-fold return for their giving. As the choir praise team sung, the first song that came to me, I hadn't planned on doing this, but anyway, the Lord laid upon my heart to turn to Psalms 100. And I'd like to start off with that this morning. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Then it says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I said that, and I think the Lord wants me to know that his presence, as we entered to this gates this morning, we were full of praise and worship for him and him alone. Amen. So as this message is that, well, it's going to be, I'll get to that a little bit in a minute. But the Lord's presence is here. Amen. And when the Lord's presence is here, where we are, it's liberty. If you have anything you need physically or spiritually need to be fixed, God is here to do it, regardless of what's going on. I just like to pass that note because he is, in the song that you chose for your favorite, man, I think that's where I really start crying on. Today, it's not going to be an ordinary message or teaching as such, because God has led me to do this ordination just a little differently. This ordination is of this young man. It's truly a blessing that's been added to God's Miracle Church. Some men and women have already been ordained in this ministry, speaking to those members who were here in the very beginning, and those members who were here, speaking of myself also, and other members and other pastors, but weren't ordained, but they were ordained in another ministry. That this ministry may grow and operate in the fullness of God. Ordination says one important thing. That is, we as the body of Christ, we endorse their ministry and calling. Scripture reading this morning is coming from the book of 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 8th through the 13th verse. And as we go on with this scripture and other things, And I will lead those who the Lord has called me to do, is be certain places at certain times. I will instruct at that particular time. Amen. 1 Timothy 3, verse 8 says, deacons likewise must be men of dignity, not double-tongued or addicted to much wine or fun of sordid gain. Verse 9. But holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Yes. Verse 10. These men must go first, be tested, and then serve as deacons if they are beyond reproach. Verse 11. Women must likewise be dignified, not malicious gossips, but temperate, faithful in all things. Verse 12, deacons must be husbands of only one wife and good managers of their children and their own household. And verse 13, for those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a high standard and grace, confidence in faith. That is in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. At this point, I will have Pastor Tony will come up and speak on the character we have observed in Avante. And why we leaders be in support and be encouraged to them. Amen. Pastor Tony. Amen. Oh, that's right.
Praise the Lord. First, before I do that, really quickly, I want to thank the church as well for the gift, the bountiful gift. It was testimony time, and I didn't want to prolong the service, but I'm also very grateful. I found an envelope somewhere as well. So we thank God for the grace and the beauty of this church, and God just allowing us to know that this is where we're supposed to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Working together.
Amen.
So I didn't know how Pastor was going to do it this morning, but I knew I needed to extemporize. I mean, just speak off the cuff today. So
that's right.
It's easy with Avante, though. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you have to kind of come up with stuff. Amen. I've done that, I must admit. But Avante, he alluded to the fact that the deacon ought rule his house well. And it's good to see that he brings his family with him to church.
Amen.
And he has a heart towards God. That's what I've observed. That even before we started Monday night Bible study, when I was able to come in on Thursdays, Avante was here when he could get here, and sometimes his wife was with him. That says a lot.
Yes.
That he still, though he knows the word, and he does know it, he's still hungry for the word.
Yeah.
And he's still teachable. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Some of us seem to get to a point where we might think we don't need to be taught anything. But I'm glad that he's still malleable or teachable. So I've learned that my wife calls him on Monday nights when he can get here. She nicknamed him the teacher's pet. Because he answers the questions and quotes the scriptures all the time. But I thank God for him. When he prays, the anointing falls. When he speaks, the anointing comes. And he's here faithfully every Sunday that he can be here, it seems, at least from what I've observed. And I would just say from those things, as a result of those things, I wholeheartedly support him and this decision the church has made to ordain him as a deacon. So, Avante, you have my unalloyed, unmitigated support today. God bless you. Amen.
And Avante, I can truly say that speaks from all the pastors in this church. Amen. Haven't gotten to the members yet. First of all, we must understand that the highest honor that a lay person can ever receive is to be elected deacon by the church. Our candidate for the office of deacon is, as we know already, Avante. We are, how would I say, what are the duties of a deacon? In order to explain the duties of a deacon, you may turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 6, starting at verse 1. In the Bible, the primary emphasis is given to what a deacon is to be, not what a deacon is to do. You see, if a person is what he ought to be, he will do what he ought to do. The functional service of the deacon has been traced back to Acts chapter 6, verses 1 and 7. Now, at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrew because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. Verse 2. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables." Verse 3. "Therefore, brethren, select among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task." Verse 4. "But we have devoted ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Verse 5. The statement found approval with the whole congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Decanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas. Verse 6. "And these were brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them." Verse 7. "The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith." Before I call our candidate up, there are 3 functional services of the deacon mentioned here. Number 1, be an assistant, in this case, to the pastors. Amen. One problem with the ministry today is over busyness. Pastors are pulled in so many different directions, they don't have time to pray and to preach as they should. So they led the church to select the first deacons to take some of the practical responsibilities from the shoulders of the apostles so they should have time to pray and prepare themselves to preach. Thus, the deacons was and is to be an assistant to the pastor. Brother Avante, would you Come stand forth, please. I figure you have young, good, strong legs. You may be up for a minute, but if I can do it, no problem with you. So the question I first want to ask you, will you be an assistant to the pastors?
Yes, sir.
Number two, deacons ought to be servants of the congregation. What is the nature of the service of the deacon? The nature may vary from church to church and from time to time. However, it should include such things as ministering to the sick, ministering to the bereaved, visiting the unsaved, welcoming new members, and promoting family worship. Next question, will you promise to serve the church? I didn't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not because I like you, I'm not going light on you. Number three, be a witness to the world. In other words, let your light shine outside of these four walls that others may see the Jesus that you serve in you. Question, will you be a witness of Jesus Christ to the world around you? Now, the church also has responsibility. The church's obligation is threefold. Number one, to pray for them. That is to pray for all our deacons. The New Testament church was born out of prayer.
Amen.
As the church was born out of prayer, so it goes forward on the wings of prayer. There is nothing more important than you can do for a person, especially a deacon, than to pray for him.
Amen.
Number two, to encourage them. I'm talking to the church, the congregation. To encourage them. The church should encourage its deacons. Being an assistant to the minister and the servant to the church and a witness to the world is not an easy responsibility. One of Satan's primary tools in ministry is discouragement. If he can drive a wedge of discouragement into our Christian commitment and service, he has won a major victory. There is enough discouragement in the world without our adding to it. May God grant that all of us will be encouragers. Number three, the church should respect its deacons. The deacon is a servant leader. They have no authority except that which is given to them by the church. A deacon is blessed to have a deacon body that loves and serves God as well as the congregation. Our duty is to pray for them, encourage them, and follow them. Now I have a question for the church. Will you all, I'll tell you what, I'm doing something a little different. Let the congregation, church congregation, stand. Because this is some serious stuff. Question to the church. Will you all pray for our deacons, encourage them, and respect them, and the position that they now assume? Answer by saying, we will.
We will.
You all may be seated.
Amen.
Continue standing, my son. A You know, something that I was thinking about, and it's an old saying, and it's a wrong saying, where there's a good man, there's a good woman behind him. But I'm dropping that word behind him. Where there's a good man, there's a good woman beside him. Amen. Sister Jan, I want to call you up if you can. And stand beside your husband. I'm going to ask all the deacons to stand. And what I want to instruct you to do is be still keeping your masks on, keeping your distance. Come and sort of put your hands upon them. Okay, that's all the deacons that are here. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask Pastor Michael to come up and anoint and pray for Avante for service. I think the oil is in the bottom.
Pray a prayer of dedication and consecration. Dedication, the act or service of being dedicated and committed to the tasks and purposes for God. Consecration, the act by which a person is separated from the world and dedicated permanently to and for the use of the Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Throughout the world, throughout the Bible, oil, anointing, laying of hands is throughout all the Word of God. Because God uses man to impart the glory upon them. Okay? Grab hold to the Word of God. He uses imperfect beings to impart his perfectness upon the vessels in which he called and which he has called. Lord God, I anoint this man of God, this servant, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet.
Yes, Lord.
God, will I dedicate him to you. I dedicate him to you. We give him to you, Lord God. Let your glory fall upon him. For this is a new day, it's a new dawn in his life. I consecrate this man right now. As a man of God, as a man of war, in prayer, I pray a hedge of protection round and about this vessel. I say no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Lord God, use him in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the beginning of the rest of his life. Let your glory shine and rest upon him. Use him, Lord God. We give him to you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, you speak to him in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I anoint his ears in the name of Jesus Christ, that he would hear through the ears of Christ. I anoint his mind. I bind his mind to your mind, that he have the mind of Christ, the hope of glory. I anoint his eyes, that he would see through the eyes of Christ. He would see the preciousness of your spirit. Allow him to see the tragedy of the adversary. I anoint his nostrils, that his nostrils will, that he would smell through the nostrils of Christ. He would smell the sweet aroma of the anointing of your presence and smell the stench of the adversary. I anoint his mouth, that his mouth will speak blessings. I anoint his hands, that his hands, Lord God, will only touch that which you have called him to touch. I anoint his feet, Lord God, that you would guide his feet, as you said, the steps of a righteous man is ordered, is ordained, and guided by you. Amen. I anoint his heart, that his heart will be infused with your love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That he will love unconditionally. Father, I anoint his wife. Oh God, as the tears are sweet, join hands, my son. I say no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Lord God, as these deacons stand behind them, as you spoke to me, Lord God, there's a reason why it's three. For a threefold cord is not easily broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I say no weapon formed against this husband and wife shall prosper.
Yes,
I say that they will accomplish all that you have for them. Lord God, I say that, Lord God, that they would walk in complete unity and harmony, Lord God. I say no devil from the pit of hell shall be able to stop God, which you have begun.
Hallelujah.
For it's a good work, Lord God. Let your glory fall upon them, Lord God. Use them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Have your way in this couple of one another. Yes, Lord God. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Use them, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So just going to have the deacons maybe seated, not you two. Now you're waiting for your piece of paper. Certificate ordination. This certifies that Avante Derek, that's the right pronunciation? Purnell. Sometimes you can't understand your own writing. Trying to write fancy to make the ticket look good. Having responded to the call of God to a Christian ministry, and having satisfied all the biblical requirements for the ordination as a deacon, we, the organization council, having given careful an examination as to the moral character, soundness of doctrine, and leadership qualifications of this person for the work of the ministry, do hereby award it this certificate. God's Miracle Church from Richmond, Virginia, the 6th day of November, 2020. 22. It's presented to you. Special, but you know what? It may not stay that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have provided another faithful and gifted person to service as deacon. As he assumes his responsibility to fill with your spirit, endow him with your wisdom, and grant him strength, make him a faithful worker in your vineyard under the guidance that your church continue to grow in spiritual grace, in faith, which is open, unashamed. Help him to perform his duties and with enthusiasm and humility through, may your name be honored and your church be served. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, let the church shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You all may be seated. We'll give the husband and wife a minute. God is going to hold them and keep them. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, church, I read the 100th Psalm. God's presence is here.
Amen.
Even working when you really don't realize it's working. And I know it's working in your family. Spiritually working, and in some cases, physically working.
Amen.
Anyone here that standeth in need of prayer, I'm giving you the opportunity now to come forth.